Cameras click and flash, coffee cups clink, as robes and sashes move from racks onto the shoulders of 49 Japanese-American honorary degree recipients.
I picked up your gown, Dad, so we'll try it on.
There's a different energy at the UCLA Faculty Center Saturday, an energy you can feel, see, and hear.
A little bit awkward wearing a cap and gown at my age, but I thought it over, and I think that it's a wonderful thing UCLA is doing. My parents will be very happy.
That's 89-year-old Misao Natsumeta, and she is beaming on the morning of Saturday's UCLA honorary degree ceremony. After nearly 7 decades since the time she was a third-year UCLA transfer student in 1942, she will receive an honorary degree because she was prevented from finishing her education at UCLA. World War II, Pearl Harbor, and the subsequent Executive Order 9066 took her out of UCLA into internment camp.
We were classified, I think it was 4C, which was enemy alien, which I was not. I was not an alien and I wasn't an enemy. I was a citizen. But that was a designation given all Japanese Americans at the time.
Former UCLA student 87-year-old Shigeo Yuge remembers the time too. Approximately 700 University of California students were affected by their new 4C classification. The designation legally allowed the government to interrupt their education and force Japanese Americans' lives to resume in camp. Ron Takasugi remembers his father sharing.
The train, all the windows were blacked out. He said that was probably the most scariest part because they had no idea where they were going. And they actually stopped at the Tulare Fairgrounds and they were directed over toward the equestrian area where the stables were. And I just remember him telling me when they got there, there was still straw and there were still horse manure, and they literally had just taken the horses out and put the families in.
Takasugi represented his father, the late Nao Takasugi, at the ceremony. In fact, several family members received diplomas on behalf of those unable to attend, including a former USC student.
I'm Jack Kunitomi. My wife was enrolled here as Masa Fujioka. And that was a long time ago. We had different name pillows, UCLA and USC. We had a maritime every football season.
And they too have their own stories and memories from the war.
We got married just before we evacuated because, we didn't want to be separated. So spent our honeymoon right in Little Tokyo because there was a curfew of 5 miles restriction. So, we survived.
They were sent to internment camp in Manzanar and later relocated to a camp in Heart Mountain. And there are more stories. But what was striking that day in the bustling faculty center and during the ceremony in Schoenberg Hall was knowing that the robe degree recipients on stage have stories that continue after camp. Stories of completing higher education at different universities, of building successful careers, and as Kunitomi puts it, of surviving. But I wondered still, what does the honorary degree mean to them decades later? Ron Takasugi.
I'm very happy that the university has extended this to all of the Japanese Americans who were in camp during that time. It's something that Dad would have loved to have, shown people. Hey, I got my UCLA degree.
Shigeo Yuge.
Everybody will take it differently. To me, it's sort of late, and not as meaningful if it had been done much earlier.
And Misao Natsumeta, the one who felt a bit awkward in a cap and gown at her age.
I got up early to get ready, and I'm very happy to be here now. And I do thank UCLA for thinking of us and giving us this honor.
The experiences and reflections differ, but each one is equally rich and integral to understanding their stories and our history. For Daily Bruin Radio, I'm Shina Pan.